What is up, Iwu crew? Dnipro is Ukraine's fourth largest city, located in the central eastern part of the country. While the city is well known as a business hub for the country now, this wasn't always the case. The city became known as Dnipro in May 2016 when it was renamed from the more infamous name of Dnipropetrovsk. The name Dnipropetrovsk has become synonymous with the dark and sinister events that occurred in 2007. Back in 2007, the city was expecting a normal summer filled with nice weather and outdoor activities for its citizens. But all that would take an unexpected and shocking turn for the worst. On June 25th, 2007, 33-year-old Yekaterina Ilchenko was walking home from a friend's apartment at night after having some relaxing tea. Unfortunately, she would never make it back home. The next morning, at 5 a.m., her mother found Ilchenko's body on the street, her face so badly bludgeoned that she was almost unrecognizable. The attack seemed completely random, as nothing about Ilchenko suggested a possible motive for her death. Not even an hour after the attack on Ilchenko, another victim, Roman Tatarevich, was found dead on a bench across the city. The body was discovered across the street from the local prosecutor's office, almost as if in show that the killer was not afraid of being caught. Tatarevich was killed by a blunt object, similar to Ilchenko, and because of the trauma to his head, he was almost unrecognizable to investigators. Within a matter of just a few hours, the city of Dnipropetrovsk was facing a brutal serial killer who appeared to have no regard for human life. For a few days following the two brutal murders, things went quiet in the city, but it was only the calm before the storm. On July 1st, two more victims were found in the nearby town of Novomoskovsk. These victims were Nikolai Serchuk and Yevgenia Grishenko, who were also severely beaten to death in similar circumstances to Ilchenko and Tatarevich. Because of the similar brutality, it was believed that all four were killed by the same person. 5 days later, on July 6th, three more victims were also found. The first discovered was Igor Nekvoloda, a young man returning home from a local nightclub when he was brutally attacked and bludgeoned. It was Igor's mother who had the heartbreaking experience of finding her son dead in the street outside their building the following morning. The next death was that of Yelena Shram, as she walked down the street after her shift as a night guard and carrying a bag of clothes, she was struck repeatedly in the face with a hammer. When her personal belongings were found, it was discovered that her clothes were used to clean the blood off of the murder weapon before being left on the side of the street. Her death made it clear that the murderer was not interested in robbing their victims and only did this for the thrill. Finally, Valentina Hanza, a mother of three, was also found on the side of the street, with her face smashed in like the other victims. As if this wasn't enough, the following day, two young teenage boys in the nearby town of Pitorodny were attacked in a similar fashion while out on a fishing trip. One of the 14-year-old boys, Andrei Sidyuk, did not survive the attack. But the other, Vadim Lyakov, managed to escape and hide in the forest. The boy reported the attack, but there was little follow-up law enforcement could do, as they had no description of the attacker, and they didn't understand the motive that seemed to be driving this string of gruesome and horrible deaths. Later, on July 12th, came an event that would shock Ukraine and the rest of the world. Sergei Yudzenko went on a motorcycle trip alone. He had recently been forced into early retirement because of a throat cancer diagnosis. Due to treatment for his cancer, Sergei had difficulty speaking, but recently was just beginning to get his voice back. He went missing soon after beginning his motorcycle trip. When search parties went looking for him, authorities discovered a grim sight. Even after his body was left to rot in the summer heat for 4 days, there was still clear evidence of a savage attack on his remains. On July 14th, a 45-year-old woman named Natalia Mamarchuk was riding her scooter through a wooden area in the nearby town of Diovka when two men knocked her down off of her vehicle. As the men began bludgeoning her, witnesses attempted to help the poor woman, but to no avail. Not only did she unfortunately pass away, but the attackers also escaped. Despite the horror of her death, authorities discovered something important. They weren't looking for a serial killer, but rather two. By now, these killers were pushing their luck. They had one victim escape, and a group of witnesses saw them commit one of their heinous acts. It was clear to investigators that these criminals needed to be stopped, as their crimes continued to escalate in severity. But still, authorities couldn't catch them, and from then on, 12 more murders followed, with an average of 2 bodies found per day. The killers usually targeted people they saw as weak, like children, women, or people under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Many of these victims were ruthlessly tortured, and almost all were bludgeoned beyond recognition. One victim had her eyes poked out while she was still alive, and another pregnant woman had her fetus cut from her womb. These deaths were horrific, and even more frightening was the fact that there seemed to be no motive beyond killing. It wasn't until a victim's phone was located at a nearby pawn shop that investigators received their first lead. After the victim's phone was sold at the shop, law enforcement was able to track down the two young men who had sold it, Viktor Siyenko and Igor Saprunyak. The 19-year-old men were arrested immediately, and during the process, the suspects also gave up who they claimed was an accomplice in their other alleged crime, robbery, Alexander Hanza. Hanza was not with them at the time, so authorities hunted him down and arrested him at home. If attempting to sell the stolen phone wasn't enough evidence, the police made a chilling discovery that sealed the men's fate. The three men had made recorded videos of almost all of the attacks, showcasing the absolute brutality they put their victims through. The most famous of these was Sergei Yatsenko's murder, which was leaked onto the internet under the name Three Guys, One Hammer, in which it shows the graphic detail of the boy stabbing Sergei with a screwdriver in the eyes and beating him in the face with a hammer while he is still alive. The recovered videos also showed that the boys had attended some of the funerals of their victims. In the footage, they can be seen flipping off the coffins and graves. Over a 2-month span, Siyenko and Saprunyak killed 21 people. According to one of the suspect's girlfriends, they had planned to kill a total of 40 people and make 40 videos of the deaths. At the trial, it was posited that their motive in their gruesome killing spree was morbid self-affirmation, as they had an absence of interest in people and moral standards. With plenty of evidence to convict them, the police charged Siyenko and Saprunyak with premeditated murder and charged Hanza with robbery, since he was not directly involved in any of the deaths. Siyenko and Saprunyak were convicted and sentenced to life in prison, while Hanza was sentenced to 9 years for his robbery charges. Once convicted, the killers were nicknamed the Dnipropetrovsk Maniacs, a name that made their city world famous for all the wrong reasons. Though their crimes can only be described as monstrous, these three young men did not grow up in an unstable environment as may be expected. All three grew up in wealthy, influential families, giving the appearance that they were destined for a bright future. The three men met at school together, where they developed a strange obsession with overcoming their own fears. The boys spent time working to fight off their phobias by doing things like hanging from 14th floor balconies to fight the fear of heights. Where these young men went wrong and why they decided to take this dark path is still unknown. As of now, Hanza has been released from prison after serving his 9-year sentence, while Sienko and Sopranyuk are still in prison, hopefully for the rest of their lives. While this story is bone-chilling, it is comforting to know these criminals have been caught and will never be able to perform another heinous act again.